When the atmospheric river hit 2 weeks ago, Hacienda resident Brian Andreola wasn't home, but he heard about what happened from his partner, who was sitting on the couch with their pets.
He said when the tree hit the house, it shook the entire house like an earthquake. And our house has suffered significant damage from this tree. There's cracks and the doors won't open and close the way that they used to. And some of the rooms have separated from each other. So they were able to get out safely with the aid of our neighbors who came to remove some branches from the doorways and to assist them in getting out.
But the tree isn't their only concern. Their house sits on a hillside and the saturated ground beneath it is slipping. The foundation is unstable, and their driveway is buckling. One of the houses on a street is sliding into the neighbors, the tips of the roofs now nearly touching. A Caltrans crew is working on the hillside below the house to stabilize the slide. There are three houses sitting on this landslide, and they are all red-tagged, meaning they aren't safe to inhabit.
We have a red-tagged house at this time, and we're looking at a long road ahead of us of getting this figured out until we can get back into our house. It's heartbreaking to lose the home that you love, that you've built so hard, and you work so hard to maintain and to keep beautiful over the seasons. It's just a very devastating loss for me, and a devastating loss for our community, because I also know that there's so many other people who are going through this and worse at this time. It's heartbreaking.
There are 37 homes still red-tagged throughout Sonoma County, but Andreola's house isn't in a flood zone, so he never expected this. Supervisor Linda Hopkins said that landslides can put homeowners in a difficult situation.
Landslides are one of the most challenging things, and right after I was elected, we faced a similar situation out in the Monterio area. Unfortunately, landslides are not usually covered by standard homeowners insurance, and we don't have any immediate resources at the county to assist these homeowners. So we're going to be trying to work with them, hopefully trying to get geotechnical analysis to help them get back, make the repairs that they need to and get back into their homes as quickly as they possibly can.
Andreola isn't sure how this will all turn out for him. If his insurance does cover the damages, it will likely be because of the tree that fell into the house.
We are fully covered for much of it, but it's until the ball gets rolling, we really don't know. So we're sort of in limbo where there's a lot of people I know who are not so lucky. And those are the people that we also need to be helping and focusing on.
He says if his insurance doesn't end up covering the damages, he'll likely end up declaring bankruptcy. But he's trying not to focus on that.
I'd like to add a thank you to the community of the Russian River on many, many fronts. Everyone has really, really stepped it up. There's been incredible stories going out throughout the river, which has been an encouraging, strong point to keep us all moving.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.